As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, won't you? And welcome to our Thursday, June the 23rd, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Of course, my name is William Roberts, always news. Hard facts, workable solutions, when we can find them, where we can find them, working them in. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you are most definitely not alone, but you are in the right place. At the right time to become vocal local, this is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular. It remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. Be a part of today's broadcast. You can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com. BecomeVocalLocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion. Just log on, bookmark that site today. Or you can pick up the phone call throughout the broadcast for those with unlimited long-distance access. Or in the Austin, Texas area, you can call in at area code 512-904-8014. You join me live on air from around America and around the world. You can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. That's bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. P.O. Box 96, Exeter, Missouri, 65647. A big shout out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, reallibertymedia.com, Channel 16. Talk stream live, all carrying the broadcast this morning. I thank them very much for doing so. The listener call-in number remains throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. All of our contact information can be found at becomevocallocal.com or the oraclebroadcasting.com homepage. Precious metals decline sharply. Yeah, get ready. Hang on. Red ink everywhere. Equities down, oil down, U.S. dollar up, QE3 looming in the background. Well, we'll see all about that. Nation building, century of Hungary. Hungary. Neighborhoods, Euro woes, Libya, BP, they're all in the news basket today. Wow. It'll be interesting. Anyway, intro to business, communal ghosts, management corporations. We'll go there, talk about all of that too. But let's go into our market report for this morning. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Somebody pulled the plug out from underneath gold. Off $24.30. That's another one of these waterfall cascade-like exchange-traded fund events going on in the background. $1,523.70. Yep, down $24.30 silver. Likewise, strong move down in the early hours here, off 76 cents at $35.58 an ounce. Platinum off 39 bucks at 1,702. Palladium off $19 at $743 an ounce. But at $1,523.70, your gold is still up $293.30 year to year for a 23.84% return on your investment. That spread in there, the lows and the highs of the gold market, 15.1770 for a low, 15.5450 for a high, that's $36.80, quite the spread. One of these days we're going to see these variations perhaps as much as $50 a day as things really rock and roll. London gold fix this morning, the boys in London set the price at $1,541.50 and then fell right off the third story landing. Anyway, SBDR gold shares overnight unchanged. We can't blame them. They're holding, claiming this morning to be holding 1,209.14 metric tons in their treasure chest. We'll be right back.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras, guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live. Now available in the iTunes App Store.
Thousands of years ago, from the time of Moses to the time of Alexander the Great, Julius Caesar, and beyond, TrustedCoins.com brings you an incredible selection of authentic Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine ancient coins, all certified authentic by world-renowned numismatic expert Ilya Slobin. Transport yourself to the distant past now at TrustedCoins.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Thursday, June the 23rd, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. This morning, you can find us on the reallibertymedia.com, channel 16. You can also listen to us across talkstreamlive.com. You can just jump right into the chat room at becomevocallocal.com. Click on the player, listen that way. Or you can go straight to the oraclebroadcasting.com homepage. Many ways to listen to this broadcast each and every day. But let's go back into our market report again. Not tremendously good news for the gold and silver bugs. But that's all right. The rest of the market is all red ink, too. Anyway, this morning, early on, things started to happen about 06:15, something like that. And gold began to go down kind of laterally, down a little bit, down a little bit, down a little bit. Then about an hour later, it's had one of those waterfall-like events that just dropped the bottom right out of the bucket. Anyway, this morning, gold down $24.30 at $1,523.70. As far as I'm concerned, gold above $1,500 is a blessing. Anyway, silver off 76 cents at $35.58. It's not nothing to sneeze about that either. Platinum off $39 at $17.02. And palladium off 19 at $743 a troy ounce. The lows and the highs again in the gold market widespread, $36.80. The low at $1,517.70. It may go lower than that today. The high at $1,554.50. We don't have a $50 spread there, but it's widening. And at $1,523.70, your gold is up $293.30 year to year for a 23.84% return on your investment. The Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday closed off 80. When is Benjamin Shalom Bernanke and Barry the Usurper going to learn to keep their mouths shut? Anyway, the Dow off 80, closing at 12,110. The NASDAQ down 18. More red ink, 2669. S&P 500 off 8, closing at 1287 yesterday. Crude oil this morning, good news for drivers and travelers and fellow travelers. The international Jews that run the banking system. Anyway, crude off this morning $4.03 at $91.38 for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude. The U.S. dollar index this morning bumps up 63 basis points. Looking for that QE3, baby. It's coming. Watch out. Benny said it. It's going to be in the news. 75.54, of course, when the U.S. dollar index, that trade-weighted basket of currencies, you can find out all about that at theice.com, theice.com, or Forex Traders. You can go ahead and browse that up and check it out for yourself. But anyway, when the USDX is at 75.54, you know, we're a long ways from that 61.18 or whatever other forecasters have prognosticated. This morning, the Canadian loonie, as a result of this upward tick in the U.S. dollar index here in our North American Security and Prosperity Partnership basket of currencies. Little Timmy's got his basket, and, well, I guess we got ours. Anyway, the Canadian loonie off 64 basis points, exchanges against the U.S. buckaroonie at $1.02. The Mexican peso struggling to stay in the territory of 9 cents. Down a little bit more this morning off another 67 basis points at 8 cents U.S. So once again, you can fill up your pockets with pesos at 8 cents a pop. The euro off 144 basis points, 1.44% down. Decline this morning in the euro, and it's in the news as well. Trichet and other people are talking. $1.42 against the U.S. British pound off 71 basis points at $1.60. And that Swiss franc off 6 basis points, 0.06. The slightest move of all, strongly at $1.19 against the U.S. dollar. In the bond market this morning, the two-year treasuries, the yield on the two-year treasuries, bonded indebtedness, is 0.35%, frightfully low. The 10-year, not very good either, at 2.92%. That's your benchmark. The 30-year at 4.17. In the mortgage market, of course, taking advantage of these lower interest rates, the 15-year fixed-rate mortgage continues its downward slide from 3.81% a month ago to 3.64%. So if you've got to go over the barrel and take out money, borrow money for a housing loan, go look at that 15-year mortgage. I mean, if you have to take your broker out to lunch and if you got to buy flowers for the secretary, do it. You do the math on the difference between a 15-year and a 30-year. If you can get into and pay and afford to pay a 15-year fixed-rate mortgage, you will save thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars over the life of your loan. The 30-year this morning moves down from 3.81% to 3.64%. Your prime rate stands at 3.25%. And for those of you that are interested, the gold-to-silver ratio, it'll take you 42.83 ounces of silver to bring home 1 ounce of gold. Things are not looking too good in the Econo Day calendar this morning. But before we go, well, let's just go ahead and run through them. I think we'll do that instead. I was going to jump over and read about PIMCO, but we'll get this one first. The FHFA House Price Index, again, this is right off the EconoDay.com calendar. House prices in April unexpectedly rose, breaking a string of monthly declines. And the FHFA, of course, is the Federal Housing Finance Agency. It's the House Price Index, covers single-family housing using data provided by our own Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. And we had to bail them out, too. But anyway, the FHFA purchase-only house price index rose 0.8%, less than 1% in April, following a 0.4% decrease in March. So you just average the two together, and things ain't looking too good. For the 9 census divisions, when we cover a little bit more out of our corporation study, we'll find out how important divisions are. Of course, we've got the FEMA regions, and then we've got the 12 banking regions and all the rest of that. But for the 9 census regions or divisions, seasonally adjusted monthly price changes for a month ago, April, ranged from a -1.3 in the Mountain Division to a +2.2 in the New England Division. 6 of the 9 census divisions weakened by region. Weakness was led by the Mountain Division, down 10.9%. followed by the South Atlantic, down 8.6%, and the Pacific, down 7.7%. So if you live in any of the really desirable places, I guess, things are going to hell in a handbasket, and you're carrying it anyway. Coming up, then the next one, the EIA Petroleum Status Report. Cover this one on a regular basis. Crude oil inventories, the weekly change, off 1.7 million barrels. What's up with this one? An increase in inputs to refineries. What does that mean? That means they're taking crude oil out of storage and they're transporting it over to the refineries. All right. Now, they can only go so much to the refineries as long as people are coming in and buying it. So let's see the rest of it. An increase in inputs to refineries helped draw down on stocks, which fell 1.7 million barrels in the June 17th week. So they're taking oil out of the stocks, sending it off to the refinery, and then not replacing it, which results in a downdraw. Steady gasoline output, together with a solid rise in demand, made up for a 0.5 million gallon draw in gasoline stocks. So apparently, people are buying some gasoline. Maybe they're driving around a little bit. Maybe they're going to go see grandma for the first and perhaps only time this year. The distillate story shows steady output. Of course, distillate again includes things like kerosene, but most importantly, diesel fuel. Here we are. We've got the farming season and the ranching season at the boom period. We've got all of the truckers that are out hauling stuff around from one Wally World to the next, and they all run on diesel. So do a lot of other things. But anyway, the distillate story shows steady output, but a decline in demand. And you would only expect that. We've only flooded about half of the arable land in America. Well, we'll be right back. If it ain't flooded, it's burning.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Here's a great gadget that will enable your old FM radio to receive thousands of new internet radio stations. It's the size of a thumb drive, and it simply plugs into any USB port on your computer. Anything that you stream, Pandora, iTunes, this show through TalkStream Live, now plays on any FM radio. It's easy to use, sound quality is excellent, and has a range of up to 30 feet. The FM audio transmitter, including shipping, is just $29.99. Go to oraclebroadcasting.com and click on the banner right now.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the oraclebroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to oraclebroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait.
There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to libertystickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. Libertystickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Oh, certainly, two eggs, scrambled hash browns, whole wheat toast, a cup of coffee, and a big slice of pecan pie with a little bit of Häagen-Dazs vanilla would be more interesting. But this story, the EIA Petroleum Status Report, is important because we're looking at the balancing act here. We've got the how much oil, the crude oil that we both bring out of the ground here in the U.S. plus import from other sources. Then we've got the amount that's being sent over to the refineries. It's about an equal. It's about a draw. They drew down the oil stocks 1.7 million barrels. They had a decline in demand making for a 1.2 million barrel build. In other words, they had 1.2 million extra gallons of refined fuel there. There's about a half a million barrels that are missing there. That must have been the demand. But the refineries are operating at 89.2%. That's about a three-point bump up over the last couple of months. They've been running 87, 88. Now they're at 89.2, which is, you know, just 10 points or thereabouts below their maximum output, you know. So they're getting close there. The big news here is in this report is probably the rise in demand for gasoline, which at a year-on-year plus of 0.9% or less than 1%, reflects lower pump prices, not much around here, I'll tell you, and shows the best rate since March. Well, it might be other people just like myself went up to the gas station and bled for a 1.5 gallons. That's right. That's what I bought. I went up with a 2-gallon can. Looked at the price of gasoline. I'm buying gasoline for my push lawnmower instead of my riding lawnmower, which I'd take a 5-gallon can for. But anyway, I'm up there with my 2-gallon can, and I decided to put in 1.5 gallons. Unbelievable. Anyway, it still cost me $5.50 to put a 1.5 gallons of gas in my little portable gas can. Anyway, not good news. Jobless claims, even worse. The new claims level the prior week was 414,000. The prior revised, however, was 420,000. The consensus they were looking for was 415. The range was anywhere from 410 to 425,000. What did they get? 429,000. Well, this is an interesting one. Highlights, it says here, again, Octano Day, it's an uncertain jobless report for the June 18th week. Uncertain. Unexpectedly. These guys couldn't find it with a map and a compass. But anyway, it's an uncertain jobless report. We'll find out why. Though the headline news isn't good, showing a 9,000 rise in initial claims. This is an estimate. And they're estimating 9,000 higher to a higher than expected 429,000 new filings here. The Labor Department had to estimate the results for 6 states. Wow, estimating for 6 states. Which is a sizable number they write here, which that's true, due to what it says are technology issues. 6 states on technology issues? Wow. Well, anyway, which must mean computer problems. I'd say so. Hopefully, the department erred to the high side, and the total will come down with next week's revision. But what happened last week? They had a number that they brought out of 414, and they really had 420, probably far more than that. This time it's 429. What's it going to be next week? Well, who knows, baby? I don't know. A look at a month ago change, which offers a gauge for the monthly employment report, is also mixed. The 429,000 is 15,000 higher than the May 14th week. A sampling comparison for the household survey, which generates the unemployment rate. But a look at the four-week average for the same weeks is positive, showing a nearly 15,000 improvement to 426,250 initial jobless claims. There's little initial reaction, but this report won't be a positive for today's financial markets, and it so far has not been so. The Chicago Fed National Activity Index, what's this one about? The Chicago Fed National National Activity Index, wow, say that twice, CFNAI, is a monthly index designed to better gauge overall economic activity and inflationary pressure. Why do we even bother? Well, you go up and look at these reports. You can find them at econoday.com. You can also find them linked through from or from Bloomberg News. Bloomberg.com. Just click on the markets link on the banner, open it up, look on the economic calendar, click on that. That's what I do every morning, and you can bring these up. But if you look at these first, look at these reports first and study them a little bit. They're short. They're easy to read. Once you get the swing of it and you get a little bit of this economics lingo under your belt, then when you go back and you look at these big articles, all they do with the articles is they take these little kernels here from EconoDay, they add in some experts say, throw in a few other extraneous statistics, put their names on it, and get a paycheck. All right? So anyway, we go here first. A positive swing in production, related indicators, production. Now, that's part of our business discussion, production. You've got industries and you've got commerce, industrial production and commerce, all right? And there's two different aspects of that, which we'll be discussing. A positive swing in production-related indicators made for improvement in the Chicago Fed National Activity Index, which comes in at a minus 0.37. Folks, it's all just red ink, all right? Well, let's go over here and get some insanity under our belt for this morning. This article off the Bloomberg website, the census. The same-sex household grows across the U.S. Same-sex households. Christopher Palmieri and Frank Bass. I don't know who brought the lotion, but maybe one of them has lotion. Writing for Bloomberg, write this. The number of households headed by gays, they say here. How about just homosexuals? Gays and lesbians in California grew six times faster than those of opposite sex spouses. One man, one woman. Between 2000 and 2010, six times faster in the last 10 years. A decade when the state was shaken by battles over same-sex marriage. Same-sex marriage. Somebody make a lot of money on hand mirrors in California. Maybe if these people pull their pants down and look, they might be able to figure out that Part A goes into Part B and they've made a mistake. They're sleeping with another Part A or another Part B. Oh, well. The population of homosexuals living together as partners climbed 36.2%. And the increase for married heterosexuals was 5.7%. But those of us that understand as we age, heterosexuals that are married seldom sleep together. And they got a bundling board or they got a summer cabin for the dad, and, you know, mom has got an apartment down in Miami. Anyway, according to census data released today, even with the gains, same-sex domestic partners made up just 1% of all the households in the most populous state. So why I'm bringing this out to you is let's look at the number here. This is Banner News' headline stuff, all right? This is what they're going to talk about, you know, same-sex household grow across the U.S., but they're only talking about 1%. They're talking about these sexual deviants that make up 1% of our makeup. And it's really part, I think in part, because of the media, because of schools, etc., that this stuff is even in the list. But nevertheless, these people make up just less than 1% of all the households in, you know, the land of the fruits and nuts. Anyway, while the far smaller group's growth rate was expected to outstrip that of married couples, the rise is significant because of its magnitude and what it says about the willingness of gays and lesbians to reveal their status. You know, one time, this was considered a crime against nature. You could do some serious time for it, you know, but now they're coming out of their closet. It's indicative of trends, said Judith Bradford, the director of the Center for Population Research. Now we're getting closer to the real story. Population research, you know, it's the population reduction, population control agenda that's going on here. Gay and lesbian couples have long felt more comfortable and accepted in such states as California and New York, said Gary Gates of the Williams Institute on Sexual Orientation, Law, and Public Policy. Wow. Should be some kind of a counseling center. Anyway, that may be increasingly the case across the U.S. The Census Bureau is gradually releasing details about the ethnic origin, the age, the housing and family relationships in the 50 states. We'll cover some more of the closet in a moment.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at HempUSA.org.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com.
Hey, how's that Franken food working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So they're talking about a smaller closet here. I'm not going to go too much further. I'm going to go a little further with this article. Anyway, smaller closet, you'll see even bigger jumps in the more conservative states. This guy Gates, you know, from the Williams Institute on Sexual Orientation Law and Public Policy in L.A. Okay? You'll see even bigger jumps in the more conservative states. The closet is getting smaller. It is getting closer to election season. Anyway, same-sex households in California, I get the numbers here, totaled 125,516 in 2010, according to the census, compared with 6,213,310 led by opposite-sex spouses. All right, so this disproportionately, you know, tiny minority gets so much media, gets so much attention in schools. You know, they got the gay and lesbian and transgenders and transsexuals and trans whatever they are. Education going on in school. Everybody's, you know, learning about how to dress a banana. But the numbers don't justify the attention. It doesn't justify the law, you know. crimes against nature are crimes against nature, and people just don't seem to understand where Part A and Part B work into the scheme of things. While male couples slightly outnumbered female couples, the number of women as partners went up by 43.2% compared with 30.3% rise for men. We pay all this money for the censuses and have our privacy invaded, and this is the stuff they do with the numbers. In some suburbs, here you go, here's a great place to go swinging, such as Victorville outside of L.A. and Elk Grove near Sacramento, same-sex households tripled. Well, they're probably real gated communities. Anyway, the data shows suggesting gay and lesbian families, underline that, gay and lesbian families are moving beyond urban areas. This is the baby boom ideology, said Joel Kotkin, author of The Next 100 Million America in 2050, a book about U.S. demographics. Quote, when gay people get older and have kids, hey, wait a minute, Joel. Let's do a checkup from the neck up, honey. Male, female, or whatever you are. When gay people get older and have kids, gay people don't have kids. I don't care what age they are, you Nimrod. Anyway, they don't want to live in a hip, cool, or sometimes dodgy area. They want space and peace and quiet. Gay people get older and have kids. Wow. Anyway, no marriage. The rise in same-sex households came as the legislature expanded legal protections for homos. The San Francisco-based advocacy group Equality California identified 62 laws passed since 1999 giving homosexual and other unmarried couples in California many of the rights married people have. Gays and lesbians briefly won the ability to marry in 2008 when the California Supreme Court decided that limiting marriage to opposite-sex couples was discriminatory. The ban on same-sex marriage will remain while the case makes its way through the appeals process, so on and so forth. In California, there was an increase in unmarried people, gay and straight, living together. Well, they used to just call them having a roommate, you know. Now they're going beyond that. That group grew 32% to 902,967, the data showed. Well, I would imagine there's going to be a great increase in unmarried people, gay, straight, and otherwise, living together as more and more people are thrown out of the streets. There's the foreclosure gate, unemployment rampant across the nation, cost of transportation through the roof. Who's got money, you know, to take on an apartment, carry that burden? Anyway, he said almost 47% of women from 25 to 29 had never been married in 2009, almost the double the 26% reported in 1986. Leaving gayborhoods, gayborhoods. Wow, this got my attention this morning. Somebody's coining a new name here, a new word, gayborhood. You live in a gayborhood? Well, the same-sex marriage debate, quote, changed the landscape, said Jim Carroll, Equality California's interim executive director. People are more willing to identify as a couple. They perceive the changes in our society. It used to be you dated members of the opposite sex in college, moved to a big city, lived in a gayborhood, and sort of relived your adolescent, Factor said. Today, they're bringing their boyfriends to school functions and mainstreaming in a way that makes them more likely to settle down in parallel to their straight counterparts. And then it goes on. You find the whole article up on Bloomberg this morning. Well, talk about withdrawal. Here's a little bit more. The usurper says withdrawal from Afghanistan will aid nation building at home. Nation building at home. Remember our discussion, Thomas Paine, governments are organized for war. It's their whole business, all right? And when governments get tired of making war and waging war on their neighbors, they turn and wage war on their own people. I think this is an article that would go well with the research of others in regards to the war games that are being carried on all over. It's Rosalind Peterson's website. Rosalind Peterson's website reported on this. She's got all the details, all the war games that are going on along our coasts. Nation building at home should be a rather troubling headline for anyone. Obama says the withdrawal from Afghanistan will aid nation building at home. What are we going to do, bring democracy to America? Barry the Usurper, Margaret Taleb, and Julie Davis writing this one for Bloomberg. The Usurper announced again a reduction of 33,000 troops in Afghanistan by September. Of course, you know, this is a balancing act. They had the surge. and now they have their withdrawal, and they're not withdrawing all of the surge, so they're still plus up more anyway, and then there's others that came in. Said it was time to focus on nation building at home. That ought to trouble us all. And offered a centered course for U.S. military engagement. He said would be rooted in pragmatism. Of course, that's John Dewey. John Dewey, pragmatism. Check it out. In a nationally televised speech, the usurper sought to balance the demands of the military. The demands of the military. You know who runs this country? It's not the usurper. No. It's not the usurper. It's not Congress. No. It's the military-industrial complex. So it's correct here when the usurper sought to balance the demands of the military, which wanted to avoid a rapid withdrawal. Who cares what they want? The military is just supposed to go out there and, you know, carry the big stick. Proceed with bravado. Who cares what the demands of the military are? The military does what we tell them to do. Somebody's got the cart before the horse here. And the sentiment of many Americans who polls think the war is no longer worth waging. No longer worth waging. When was it worth going into Afghanistan in the first place? Public sentiment has been against this invasion, the imperial aggrandizement, from the beginning. Here's a quote. We're starting this drawdown from a position of strength, usurper said last night at the East Room of the White House. Quote, the tide of war is receding. God, I hope so. The usurper's plan was to withdraw 10,000 troops before the end of the year and an additional 23,000, the remainder of last year's troop surge, as the 2012 presidential election campaign kicks into high gear. So he campaigned on bringing home all the troops. Then he threw in 33,000 troops, and now he's going to pull out 10,000 troops. He's still up 23,000 there going into the campaign. So he'll say, campaign, promises made, promises kept, right? I brought home the troops. Wrong. The usurper in 2009 ordered the deployment of the additional forces to quell a growing Taliban insurgency. I'd like to see a head count there on the Taliban. I'd like to see a head count of the Al-Qaeda's too. And he said last night that the goals set out then largely have been accomplished. Even with the withdrawals, the U.S. will have roughly 68,000 troops in Afghanistan, about twice as many as there were when the usurper was elected. Also in the country are more than 40,000 personnel from 48 other nations, which are making plans to pull back, but they don't even go ahead and continue and tell us how many contractors we've got there. It's been nothing but escalation under the usurper's administration, but that's not all. Rudy Rutenberg and Francine Lacroix, writing this one for Bloomberg, the century of hunger is warning from France as foreign ministers from the G20 meet. What's up with this? French President Nicolas Sarkozy said the world must take action to avoid another food crisis. Food crisis. As agricultural ministers meet in Paris. Boy, I'd like to just whip open the old Agenda 21 and go through this whole thing so you'd understand it. Maybe we'll do that later in the broadcast. Maybe not. Maybe we'll focus on that tomorrow. We'll look at this food transparency deal. A lack of transparency in global agricultural markets is adding to price swings and threatens food production. Sarkozy said in a speech to a group of 20 farm ministers, I bet you there wasn't a coverall or a straw hat in the room. Anyway, world leaders risk making this, quote, the century of hunger. The century of hunger. Watch out. It's coming on us and at us. Unless they can agree on new rules on food supply. New rules. Globalism. As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal, local, blocking the globalist insanity right where we are. Our towns, our cities, our counties, and our states. French Agriculture Minister Bruno Le Maire said before the meeting, France, which holds the G20 presidency, wants a central database on crops. That's GIS, GPS, global governance. We're going to count every blade of grass, every corn of cob, and every head of wheat. We'll be right back.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live.
Now available in the iTunes App Store.
Thousands of years ago, from the time of Moses to the time of Alexander the Great, Julius Caesar, and beyond, TrustedCoins.com brings you an incredible selection of authentic Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine ancient coins, all certified authentic by world-renowned numismatic expert Ilya Slobin. Transport yourself to the distant past now at TrustedCoins.com.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Here's a great gadget that will enable your old FM radio to receive thousands of new internet radio stations. It's the size of a thumb drive, and it simply plugs into any USB port on your computer. Anything that you stream, Pandora, iTunes, this show through TalkStream Live, now plays on any FM radio. It's easy to use, sound quality is excellent, and has a range of up to 30 feet. The FM audio transmitter, including shipping, is just $29.99. Go to oraclebroadcasting.com and click on the banner right now.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to oraclebroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So some people complain about the breaks that we have, the advertising and all of that. They sometimes come in very handy for the talk host, where, you know, you try and do something like this 2 hours straight without a break. It's difficult to do, but the break afforded me the opportunity to reach over on my shelf and take down Earth Summit Agenda 21, the United Nations Action Program of Action from Rio, and the final text of agreements negotiated by governments at the United Nations Conference on Environment and Development. That's unsaid. Left unsaid would have been better. June the 3rd to the 14th in 1992 in Rio de Janeiro. Jorge Bush the first was there, signed us up for that, brought it back. And William Jefferson Clinton, Mr. I Hate America, he signed us up for it and created the first President's Council on Agenda 21. But this, from the foreword by Maurice Strong, wow, what a piece of work this guy is. Anyway, Maurice Strong, he goes like this. He says, since last June, there's been a profusion of conferences, seminars, symposia, and other organized colloquies of a major sectoral groups. Industrialists, economists, financiers, engineers, scientists, those who in truth hold the levers of economic power and change, have coined the constituency of earnest environmentalists in a commitment to the fulfillment of the hopes and the aspirations engendered by Rio, okay? Hunger and poverty, which are both a cause and effect of global environmental degradation, are still the problems are appallingly pervasive in the developing world, where population growth compounds the problems of alleviating them. Industrial countries continue to be addicted to the patterns of production and consumption, which have so largely produced the major risks to the global environment. Okay. And it continues, okay, I'm setting up chapter 14 for you. And it continues, This is underlying the Earth Summit agreements, the idea that humanity has reached a turning point. We can continue with the present policies which are deepening economic divisions within and between countries, which increase poverty, hunger, sickness, and illiteracy, and can cause the continuing deterioration of the ecosystem on which life on Earth depends. Or we can change course. We can act to improve the standard of living. There's that specious standard of living of those who are in need. We can better manage and protect the ecosystem and bring about a more prosperous future for us all. And then these words are great. No nation can achieve this on its own, but together we can, in a global partnership for sustainable development. And here from the article, Bloomberg, writing this, France, which holds the G20 presidency, wants a central database on crops, limits on export bans, international market regulation, emergency stockpiles, and a plan to raise global output. Here's the quote, we have to act, and act together. The world is watching you, Sarkozy said. Let's jump over here to chapter 14 briefly and look at this chapter in Sustainable Development, Agenda 21 by the United Nations, chapter 14, probably written by the Tavistock Institute or someone like that, a think tank, a think group, promoting sustainable agriculture and rural development. By the year 2025, 83% of the expected global population of 8.5 billion will be living in developing countries. That's the southern hemisphere largely, but even China is a developing country. India, a developing country. We underwrite them. We subsidize their existence. Yet, the capacity of available resources and technologies to satisfy the demands of this growing population for food and other agricultural commodities remains uncertain. Agriculture has to meet this challenge mainly by increasing production on land already in use and by avoiding further encroachment on land that is only marginally suitable for cultivation. Major adjustments are needed in agricultural, environmental, and macroeconomic policies to create the conditions for sustainable agriculture and rural development. That's SARD. The major objective of SARD is to increase food production in a sustainable way and enhance food security, from which we get Codex Alimentarius and all the rest of the garbage. But let's continue with the article here. Again, the century of hunger, right off the Bloomberg website. Wheat as much as doubled in the past year as Russia and Ukraine curbed exports. Remember that drought? That was only 17% of global supply coming out of Russia on wheat. Only 17%. And yet what happened? They doubled the price on wheat. We read an article not long ago out of the UK where they're anticipating doubling the amount of wheat going into production, into planting. And what is it going to be used for? Is it going to be part of the breadbasket of the world? No. They're going to use it for the creation of ethanol. Wheat as much as doubled in the past year as Russia and Ukraine curb exports after droughts decimated crops. How do you cause a drought? And by the way, how do you cause a flood? Or an earthquake? Well, I think we'd have to play a little harp to figure that one out. France's position on the main proposals put to the G20 ministers is that either all are agreed on or there is no accord. Let me say it again, stumbling a bit. France's position on the main proposals being put to the G20 ministers is that either all are agreed on or there is no accord. Now, what does that mean? What does that mean to us? This is the idea of consensus building. There has to be a consensus. Have you been to your school board meetings lately? Have you been to a city council meeting, a planning commission meeting, any public meeting? Have you noticed? It's always by unanimous consent. Always by unanimous consent. You don't see in the minutes 6-4, 3 against. No, you never see that. Why? Well, because they know that the world is watching and that is either all are agreed on or there is no accord. We could also say, or there is no consensus. But they don't want to say that here. We don't want to dilute the action plan. Well, what's the action plan? Well, the action plan is Agenda 21. It is the action plan, the agenda for the 21st century. Either the G20 members are able to find consensus on something which would help us to fight against excessive volatility and to fight against hunger in the world, or it would be a failure. The choice is international solidarity. Can you say the GIS, GPS, global governance system, or egotism? Yeah, that's egotism. Sometimes they say protectionism. If nations want to avert this becoming the century of hunger, he told a meeting of 120 farmers groups in Paris. So perhaps we're going to transition from a century-long war on terror to a century of hunger. Wow. Well, these are the articles off Bloomberg. Can't make this stuff up. Don't need to. Let's go to this one. Going to Missouri. Missouri's St. Louis Airport sells as low-rated debt. Maybe it was the Chicago Skyway and the Pennsylvania Turnpike or something like that, and they're just selling everything off, lock, stock, and barrel. They're going to sell off all of Idaho, too, to the Chinese. Anyway, this written by Martin Z. Braun. We read a lot of his articles on Bloomberg. St. Louis is selling $30.5 million worth of A-minus rated airport securities tomorrow. That would be yesterday, as the extra yield that investors demand to own lower-rated muni bonds has declined to the least since April. Of course, with this, we need to go up and study the CAFRAs. Get in bed with Walter Burian. Look at the video out there. Corporation Nation. Investors are seeking riskier munis after a two-month rally reduced yields on top-rated state and local government debt. All right? State and local government debt might be getting just a little too risky. Now we want to buy up all the airports. The choice at this point is either I go really high grade and accept really low yields, or I loosen up my reins a little bit, said Matt Dalton, who oversees $750 million of municipal bonds as the chief executive officer of Belhaven Investments in White Plains, New York. I don't know how much Matt Dalton had to pay Bloomberg to get his name in this article, but it's probably a kickback deal. And the spread or the extra yield that investors demand to hold an A-minus rated general obligation maturing in 10 years versus top-rated munis declined to 1.42 points on June 16th. Anyway, there's more to that story as well. Let's pick up this one. Jean-Claude Trichet. Hey, the Greek contagion isn't over yet. All Poppendrew did yesterday was buy him a little time. Trichet says risk signals are flashing red as debt crisis threatens the banks. It took a couple of years, didn't it? It took about 10 years of the Patriot Act to get us all to respond to this idea of flashing red or yellow or flashing blue lights in your rearview mirror. Everybody's looking for flashing red. You know, you go up and you look at the weather reports and they have all these color symbols now. Anyway, we're conditioned to respond to color stimulus. Jeff Black and Gabby Fessing writing this one for Bloomberg. Well, there's the break. We'll be back for hour number two. Your calls are welcome, 866-841-1065.
Know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Micro plant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Thursday, June the 23rd, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. You can jump in and bookmark becomevocallocal.com. Get in our chat room discussion. Lots of links being dropped in there. Perhaps if you sweet talk 10K puddles in the chat room, he'll add you to his links list and send you an email at the end of the broadcast showing all the links that he put into the chat room. Some really good material finds its way here to the listeners, especially at the chat rooms. Anyway, you can find it at becomevocallocal.com. Of course, we're out there live on talkstreamlive.com. You can listen to the player that way. Just go to talkstreamlive.com, click on the Become Vocal Local link there, open up the player, and you can either mute it and come back to the Oracle streams, or you can listen any other way you like. But if you, every time you do that, of course, we move up in the TalkStream Live ratings. And the closer we get to the top, we're number 11 right now, the closer we get to the top of that list, of course, more people stumble upon us. They find our broadcast. They find this network. We all appreciate your support on that. But here's the article. Trichet, Riss says, risk signal are flashing red as the debt crisis threatens banks. What's it all about? European Central Bank President Jean-Claude Trichet said risk signals for financial stability in the euro area are flashing red as the debt crisis threatens to infect banks. That's right. Let's all bow our heads and worship doubt, fear, and worry. Doubt, doubt, doubt. Fear, 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 and worry, worry, worry. Here's the quote. On a personal basis, I would say yes, it's red, Trichet said late yesterday in Frankfurt after a meeting of the European Systemic Risk Board, referring to the group's planned dashboard. Wow, dashboard. Must be using WordPress or something. To monitor risks. The message of the... Can you just see them all sitting there at their dashboard and the red lights are flashing? The oil is low. They're out of water. They're heating up. The message of the board is that the link between debt problems and banks is, quote, the most serious threat to financial stability in the European Union. And I think central banking, the international Jew bankers, are still the greatest threat to financial stability in the European Union, but everyone's entitled to their opinion. Trichet is as well. He chairs the ESRB, and he made remarks as the European leaders met in Brussels to discuss how to stave off a Greek default while preparing a what? A second bailout. Boy, that sounds like Benjamin Shalom to me. Anyway, I guess there's an echo chamber. The EU is trying to avoid a repeat of the financial crisis that followed the 2008 collapse of Lehman Brothers Holdings. That wasn't an engineered collapse. I don't know what was. But anyway, and resulted in European governments setting aside more than $5 trillion to support banks. Loaned into existence on your backs and mine. And the yield difference, or spread, between the 10-year German bunds and the Greek securities of a similar maturity is 1,388 basis points today. Anyway, moral support. Greek bonds have been pushed lower as authorities bickered over ways to support the nation, and you ain't heard the end of that story yet. As we found in the EconoDay calendar, U.S. home prices fell 5.7% in April from a year earlier, the FHFA says. This is an example, demonstration of what I was talking about. We found it in just a few words on the counter day. And here it is, a full-page article by Kathleen Howley for Bloomberg. New news, U.S. home prices fell 5.7% in April from a year earlier, signaling the housing market is struggling to recover as foreclosures weigh down the values. We're not out of the foreclosure scene yet. The decline was led by an 11% drop in the regions that include, and then they go on and list them all. Foreclosures have boosted the supply of available homes and reduced prices because they still sell at a discount. Well, we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live. Now available in the iTunes App Store.
Thousands of years ago, from the time of Moses to the time of Alexander the Great, Julius Caesar, and beyond, TrustedCoins.com brings you an incredible selection of authentic Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine ancient coins, all certified authentic by world-renowned numismatic expert Ilya Slobin. Transport yourself to the distant past now at TrustedCoins.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And back once again into this article, U.S. home prices fell 5.7% in April off the Bloomberg website this morning, continuing a little bit further. Yeah, foreclosures are still really clogging up the system. And that's not all. A lot of the foreclosures are out there, but many people who have, or you know, the baby boomers are coming of age. Bunch of old gray-haired, toothless farts anyway. Baby boomers, well, we're all out there now. We're kicking into the 60s and the 70s, going for that Social Security, Medicaid, and Medicare, and Part A and Part B and all that. Excuse me. But what's happened is a lot of people are selling their houses and going to apartments. You know, they're going to these compact cities, stack them and pack them. The higher the price of gasoline goes, the more people are moving out of the country. Excuse me. Little farms, farmsteads, farmettes, ranchettes, ranch homes, things like that. Boy, I'll tell you what. You keep dropping $100 a month into your gas tank, and it adds up real money by the end of the year. If plus the cost of your insurance rate going up and things like that, too. And then your food is going up, going sky high, so people are selling their houses, moving out of the country, into the cities, of all things. Yeah, it's kind of like the reverse flow osmosis machine. Not looking good. But what they're saying here is it takes 9.3 months just to sell all the homes on the market in May at the current sales pace, up from 7.5 months in January. So even if we built nothing, listed not another house, just with all the for sale signs standing out there, you know, they used to use a little wooden picket, put up a for sale sign in front of somebody's house. Well, they don't do that anymore. Now they come out with a post hole digger and they set a metal post, pack it in with concrete. They make the signs out of metal, spray painted on there real well, because they're going for the long haul. They ain't just going to staple a little placard up on the front door and say, for sale. That don't work anymore. You're going for the long haul. People don't clean up the house and bake bread and things like that to perk up the inside so that the realtor can show and sell. No, that doesn't do that. Now everybody just puts up a sign and goes away and falls asleep. But that's what it is. 9.3 months. Take 9.3. You list your house today, it might take up to 9 months to even get a buyer to walk through the front door. Anyway, the median price of a home sold in April, the period covered by the FHFA report, we'd read you that one earlier, was $161,100. The median house, $161,000. Go out and get your 15-year mortgage calculator out. Look at that 15-year fixed-rate mortgage on $161,100 at 3.64%. You can understand why people that are on unemployment can't afford to buy those houses. Anyway, it's going to take more than your breath, fog in a mirror to qualify for a loan these days. Goldman Sachs says Libya oil exports may rise. Well, you know why we're in Libya. This is part of it, the oil, all of Muammar Gaddafi's gold bullion, all of their money and their water, very much desired in that area. Here's the article. Christine Schmollinger writing this one for Bloomberg. Libyan oil exports could rise as much as 355,000 barrels a day. Wait a minute. Read that article yesterday. Everybody's talking about this Liberty thing, the biggest oil drilling rig capable of doing horizontal drilling, being moved into place so they could get Gull Island's oil. Oh, enough oil to take care of the world for 200 years. They're talking about 450,000 barrels a day up there on that one. Well, Libya's oil exports could rise by as much as 355,000 barrels, and Libya only produces, what, 17% of the global supply of light sweet crude. Not really enough to discuss, but it's headline news. Anyway, Libya, holder of Africa's largest oil reserves, has seen production drop from about 1.6 million barrels a day in January. I guess things were doing a little better under Gaddafi's leadership. Now that the rebels have taken over, they've seen production drop from about 1.6 million barrels a day in January before fighting started between opposition forces and troops loyal to the leader, Muammar Gaddafi, to 200,000 barrels in May, according to Bloomberg's estimates. Libyan rebels, they're in rebellion. Of course, you know, who's behind that? Libyan rebels expect to produce 100,000 barrels of oil a day from fields they control. 100,000 barrels of oil a day. Over the short term, the opposition forces could resume about 200,000 barrels a day of crude exports as some fields and their related export terminals are largely intact. So they've been blowing hell out of all of the oil infrastructure in Libya. Of course, Halliburton is going to do really good there. Kellogg, Brown, and Root. Now they'll come back in there and they'll rebuild it all. That's what sustainable development is all about. Sustaining the demand for environmental and developmental concerns. So we just go around raging like a raging lion, destroying whatever infrastructure and people we can find in this total war concept, started by Avram Springsteen in his war of northern aggression. Let's kill them all. Let's do the scorched earth policy, right? Anyway, that's what they're doing. So in the meantime, other things happen. Macondo gently weeps. It's weeping still. This one, Transocean. This is the finger-pointing game, the blame game. Transocean says the Gulf spill disaster result of BP's cost savings decisions. So Transocean, they own the rig, they decided that it would be better to point the finger back again one more time at BP. Transocean, the owner of the Deepwater Horizon rig, oh, we don't need to go through all that again. It's old news now. BP employed a risky well design and skimped on heavy drilling fluids needed to hold back high-pressure natural gas surrounding the hole more than a mile beneath the Gulf. Vernier, Switzerland-based Transocean said. Of course, they moved over to Switzerland from their tax haven right before this disaster. Maybe they saw the wind changing, and they quickly backboxed up everything, and they went quickly to Switzerland. Anyway, BP and contractor Halliburton Company failed to ensure that cement poured around the steel pipe inside the well properly sealed off the formation, Transocean said. And then the lawyers are bickering back and forth and bickering back and forth, mostly as window dressing to keep people distracted. Here's just a little bit more. We'll go into something more interesting. The Bernanke leaves the door open to further easing. That's right. More easing. It's obfuscatory linguistics of the logical positivist syntactician and global banking cartel. Scott Landman and Jeanine Aversa, writing this one for Bloomberg. Fed Reserve Chairman Benjamin Shalom, I love Israel, Bernanke left the door open to a fresh shot of monetary stimulus. A fresh shot. Boy, I'll take two fingers, no ice, give it to me neat, and make mine Glenlivet. Should the economic rebound he's predicting to fail to materialize? Should the economic rebound he's predicting fail to materialize? Well, Benny must have his crystal ball or his Ouija board out. Maybe he found the pointer. The Fed would be prepared to take additional action, obviously, if conditions warranted, including the purchase of more Treasury securities, the Bernanke said yesterday after U.S. central bankers met in Washington. The economy will probably overcome constraints from elevated energy prices and Japan-related disruptions to manufacturing, he said. Still, declining home prices, high unemployment, and weaknesses in the financial system may restrain the recovery in the longer term, he said. So, not at all good news. Let's go back into our discussion. Kind of been laying out a little bit of an intro to business to go along with our discussion of FEMA's all-hazard mitigation planning system, wherein we discovered that comprehensive planning and zoning was part of the agenda. We'll find out more about that after this.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Here's a great gadget that will enable your old FM radio to receive thousands of new internet radio stations. It's the size of a thumb drive, and it simply plugs into any USB port on your computer. Anything that you stream, Pandora, iTunes, this show through TalkStream Live, now plays on any FM radio. It's easy to use, sound quality is excellent, and has a range of up to 30 feet. The FM audio transmitter, including shipping, is just $29.99. Go to oraclebroadcasting.com and click on the banner right now.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to oraclebroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait, there's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
This is Jack Blood, your radio gun. You're listening to Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of tyranny smashing cutting edge talk radio.
So as we discovered when we were reading out of the Encyclopedia Americana the other day, last week, early on, in a section or a series called State versus Government, you can find them in our archives. The archives can be found at the OracleBroadcasting.com homepage. Of course, you look up on the right-hand side, click on Archives and Feeds, go into the show archives right at the top there. You'll find Become Vocal Local. Click on that link, and then you can go back through a couple of years' worth of broadcasts, each one indexed for your use and for reference. Of course, we have a typical thing going on here most days anyway. The first hour is news. The second hour is really the teaching segment, like trying to get it that way. Some days I've got a little bit more to say and from the books than news, and so we'll start it a little earlier in the broadcast. But to speed up your access to those archives, and if you don't want to listen to the old news, sometimes the news is very relevant to what we're talking about. It's like a second witness, another voice. The news just reinforces the things we're talking about. We very carefully research the past, know our history well, and then we find ourselves in the future or in the present looking forward into the future. All right? And so the news just reinforces this public notice. The newsy news just reinforces a lot of the stuff that I'm talking about, and that's one of the things that I look for in news articles to bring out each day, besides the breaking topics. But we've been looking into this idea of FEMA's all-hazard mitigation planning system. Of course, I'd no more than started that broadcast series again when we had the tornado strike in Joplin, which has resulted in over 150 deaths and massive amounts of property destruction right near the downtown area of that little small town, which is the nearest city, really, of 50,000 for me. When I talk about going to the city, that's the city I'm talking about, baby. Anyway, for those of us in rural southwest Missouri, the options window has been closed, leaving only Springfield and a trip to Arkansas, Bentonville, Rogers area, to make up the gap for those things that you just absolutely can't find locally. Nevertheless, started in on this discussion, and as we went into it, we found out from the encyclopedia articles written in the 1930s that the concept of state was long ago well known, that the state was the people. It wasn't some headless beast. It was the people, and it was the people. And you can go right back to the Declaration of Independence, where we find we hold these truths to be self-evident. All men are created equal, endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, and among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among whom? Among men. So the state is the men. The flesh and blood man on the land, the dirt, the clod of dirt. You can reach down, look at it, pick it up, you know, throw some dirt in a hide and take a hide of land someplace and sell it. The man on the land, that's the state. And then we institute these governments. And the governments that we create then are corporations. even the colonies. You can get off into all that Anglo-European imperialistic colonization of the planet, anyway. But in our studies, then we kind of went along there and we went into the business. We need to define our terms as we proceed. And here are corporations, chapter 5, out of this very interesting textbook I'm reading, Introduction to Business. Yes, we do here. Kind of like a little internet homeschool classroom. I'm learning right along with you. Listeners and the callers, we all work together on this, the chat room. All of this works seamlessly together. And we're finding more information all the time. So I'm going through now. I'm doing a course on Introduction to Business. This out of a dumpster. Actually, I think I got this one out of a flea market originally. It was $6.20. Published back in 1967. It's the sixth edition of the Introduction to Business by Prentice Southwestern Publishing Company. It's titled, a subtitle is A Textbook for the First Course in Business on the Collegiate Level. So here we are going to college. Chapter 5, Corporations. The dominant type of business ownership in the United States is the corporation. It is the corporation. And most all of our government and the agencies in this pluralistic world that we live in, they are also corporations. Whether the nonprofit, quasi-governmental, extra-governmental, extra-constitutional, so on and so forth, they're all corporations, one way to other. Although there are approximately five times as many sole proprietorships and two-thirds as many partnerships, corporations account for about 80% of the total receipts of all business units and three-fifths of all net profits. Again, this is 1967. It is the form of ownership used for all of the private, industrial, commercial, and financial giants of the business world that make a daily impact on the lives of all. This being taught in 1967 while the Vietnam War raged. Now, I'm going to jump forward a little bit. What is this form of business ownership that is so important in our economy? Probably the most famous definition of a corporation was written by Chief Justice John Marshall of the United States Supreme Court in 1819 in the case of Dartmouth College versus Woodward. All right, I'll give it to you again. Chief Justice John Marshall of the United States Supreme Court, 1819, Dartmouth College versus Woodward. That's Dartmouth College v. Woodward. You can just go up and look at probably, cornell.edu and find that for yourself under Supreme Court decisions. Here's his writings, Chief Justice John Marshall. Interesting. And again, this is being touted as being probably the most famous definition of a corporation. A corporation is an artificial being, invisible, intangible, existing only in contemplation of law. Being the mere creature of law, it possesses only those properties which the charter of its creation confers upon it, either expressly or as incidental to its very existence. These are such as are supposed best calculated to affect the object for which it was created. Among the most important are immortality and, if the expression may be allowed, individuality, properties by which a perpetual succession of many persons are considered as the same and may act as a single individual. They enable a corporation to manage its own affairs and to hold property without the perplexing intricacies, the hazardous and endless necessity of perpetual conveyances for the purpose of transmitting it from hand to hand. It is, chiefly, for the purpose of clothing bodies of men in succession with these qualities and capacities that corporations were invented and are in use. Rather big idea. This idea of immortality. All of the attributes of the little g god man can be found in a corporation, an artificial being. And they underwrite campaigns. And they gather together vast quantities of wealth, land, labor, and capital, and they hold them in intergenerational possession, a succession from one Rothschild to the next Rothschild to the next Rothschild to the next Rothschild, from one Warburg to another, from one Schiff to another, from one Goldschmidt to another, intergenerationally for hundreds and hundreds of years, from one Fugger, that's a father Fugger, to one brother Fugger, and to the mother Fugger as well, the great bankers of Central Europe prior to the Rothschilds, the Fuggers, F-U-G-G-E-R-S, you might want to look that up. This definition emphasizes the fact that the corporation is a legal entity, which is another way of saying that the law has created an artificial being endowed with the rights, duties, and powers of a person. The definition also includes the concept of many people united into one body that does not change its identity with its changes in ownership, and one that may have perpetual life. We'll be right back. Ponder that one.
Talk radio online worldwide at oraclebroadcasting.com.
At hempusa.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest selling product, microplant powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
We all know that Verki Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Verki dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Verki Guy offers amazing specials for Verki water filtration systems. The Verki Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Verki Light System today, complete with two black Verki elements for only $231, and the Verki Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Verki Light, the Verki Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Verki Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras, guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so we're just going to continue along a little bit further here with some of the things that we've discussed in the past. We were talking about the importance of organizational structure, and when you do look at your county governments, all of these various and sundry boards and councils and soviets, they all have an organizational structure. And when we look and understand this idea of divisionalism, this situation they say here is known as divisionalism. We heard about that in the census divisions this morning. Remember the mountain division, the coastal division, the south division, and so on. Divisionalism. Whenever you're studying government, whenever we're studying the global agenda, and then we also study business, we can see the similarities. It's all a business, baby. It's corporation nation. How aptly not named. What a title for a video. Check it out. Corporation nation. Anyway, let's go into this a little bit further. We closed out yesterday with this quote from the section here, Chapter 6, Management and Organization. Again, working out of the Introduction to Business by Gloss and Baker, 1967. College textbook, an intro to business probably. Again, if the organization is somewhat larger or it has expanded over the years, the problem of a satisfactory organization arises. When you sit down to these councils and these boards, you know, they set it up with they've got a chairman, they've got a secretary, a recording officer, recording secretary. Then they break up into committees and all of this, and it just emulates the flow charts that you might find at the United Nations, or you might find at your State Department or your county system, right? All the same thing. You'd find the same at General Electric and GM and Kellogg, Brown and Root and the rest of the bums. Anyway, in a partnership, the segregation of functions, a factor in creating an internal structure, is often recognized in the Articles of Partnership. Now, listen carefully, because this little segment right here will show us not only the charter and bylaws of a corporation, but they also show us the frame for the Constitution. And it's hard to say, well, would the cart come before the horse or otherwise? But in the age of reason, in the age of enlightenment, in the French Revolution, the social contract, our war for independence, and subsequently the creation of our Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, the Articles of Confederation, and the Northwest Ordinance, the organic documents of this country, we can see this same stuff. The emulation is profound. But again, in a partnership, the segregation of functions, a factor in creating an internal structure, is often recognized in the Articles of Partnership by stating the duties of each partner. And that's much of what the Constitution does. It states the duties of each partner. It binds each of these various entities, these people, the people within the corporation, binds them down with the change of the Constitution, that thou shalt and that thou shalt not do. This separation of authority, you know, we've heard about it 1,000 times, this separation of powers. One of the three primary pillars that Francois Guizot laid out in his excellent text, The History of Representative Government in Europe, where we have to have three very important steps. Well, number one, you have to have the ability to vote. Number two, you've got to have publicity. And number three, there needs to be a clearly defined separation of powers. And so we find that right here in the text. This separation of authority and responsibility works out even more naturally in a corporation if the board of directors, you can think of that as Congress, elects such officers as a vice president in charge of sales, a vice president in charge of manufacturing, and a treasurer. And so we have a secretary of state, we have the speaker of the house, we have the vice president, and so on and so forth, and then all of the committees. These provisions are merely the beginnings of a plan for the organization of a firm. And so the founders perhaps sat down, looked at the Articles of Confederation, and they set out to draft a more perfect union. However, and needed to be expanded to include all of the employees. Of course, it all filters all the way down through the states, back down to we the people. And it was we the people, the state, that created the union, created the corporation. An organization structure is a framework. And that's how we define the Constitution. It's a framework within which management can adequately control, supervise, delegate, and fix responsibilities, and synchronize the work done by divisions, departments, and individuals. It is a plan by which a large business, like the government, can attain the same efficiency as, or greater efficiency than, a small business, or like the federal union, and then the states, and then the counties, and then the munis, and then you, right there in your local voting precinct, all right? And it's step by step by step by step, all of these political subdivisions, and they all follow the same plan. And if we understand the plan, then we should be able to anticipate the elements. It should not be created or allowed to grow in a haphazard manner. Only by building a planned organizational structure, taking into account all pertinent factors applicable, can a business achieve maximum operating efficiency. In highly competitive areas, proper organization may prove to be the necessary advantage one firm has over another, or we could say one country has over another, or one foreign over another, or one alien over another, different ways of styling it. But again, part of this teaching in business is pushing right back into the same box. They don't want you to get out of the box, don't want to think out of the box, but yet, time has proven, at least in my generation, that these organizational structures can and do work. So let's go on. An organizational structure also plays an important part in improving and maintaining employee morale. Why is the morale level among the people so low today? The Consumer Confidence Index. The opinion polls say, well, I'll tell you why, and you know it yourselves. It's because these batards at the top of all of these various and sundry piles are not following the plan. They don't use the rule book. I got a citizen's rule book here. I can hold it between one finger and the other finger, okay? And the way that this country was set up was that this little book right here that I can hold between the thumb and the first finger without any effort, is you hold that in one hand and then the Bible was supposed to go in the other hand. That's how the guys set it up. The Constitution is very slight and very slender and very minimalized. It's just a framework. Everything else was supposed to be done by the moral people, but the people went to sleep. And it wasn't our fault. We were forced into sleep. It's like the paralysis before they harvest your organs. You're still alive. You can still experience the agony, but you can't move. You don't want to spoil the surgeon's knife. Anyway, an organizational structure also plays an important part in improving and maintaining the employee morale. You want to boost the morale of the people? Play by the rules. It was back our gold and silver. Thank you very much. Just as a college football team cannot measure up its capabilities unless 11 men are playing as a unit, no firm can operate smoothly unless employees pull together. And again, right back to the Agenda 21, no one can do this alone. Countries can't do it alone. But together we can. The familiar phrase, esprit de corps, as applied to industry, means that loyal employees are working harmoniously alongside of and in cooperation with each other. And everyone's pledging their allegiance to the king, you know. They used to have these loyalty tests and loyalty oaths that a young person, young man or woman came up in their years and they came to their maturity, their majority, I should say, in England, that they would have to take an oath to, you know, King Billy or King James or King Georgie or whatever king they had. They didn't want to do that over here, but of course it was up to the batards that brought us this one nation under God, indivisible nonsense, the Bellamy's. Wow, that bunch. Socialist pukes. Anyhow, they gave us that. They are eager to promote the welfare of the firm. Welfare, the welfare state, salus populi, suprema lex esto, the motto of the state of Missouri. The wealth of the people is the greatest law of the land. The welfare of the firm. They are eager to promote the welfare of the firm. Are you a loyal citizen? And its continuing success is a matter of personal pride to each individual. That's the continuity of government. Although it is true that the payment of good wages is an important part of employee morale, loyalty and the urge to do a good job cannot be bought by money alone. Right? You can suffer along, you know, you're going to suffer the abuses as long as the abuses are sufferable. You can suffer along with a lower wage as long as you're learning something new every day and you're gaining tools of the trade. And you can see the possibilities that you might be able to go into business doing this trade yourself. It's not all money. You don't have to guarantee a minimum wage. The only thing a guaranteed minimum wage or a union wage does is it levels the playing field, the levelers, some of the early English socialists. You can level the wage, but when you're leveling the wage, you're bringing up the most inefficient and unproductive, unuseful and unproductive servant to the same level, a median point, and you're bringing down your most productive employees to the same. The most productive employees, realizing they're not getting paid as well as the slouch, always on a coffee break, you know, they quit producing as much. This is the idea of robbing Peter to pay Paul. It's a failed model to start with. Eventually, poor old Peter is going to get broke and desolate as his parasitic Paul sucks the lifeblood out of him. Peter stops working. when Peter stops working, Paul perishes, or he has to, just like a wood tick, drop off and go find another hound dog to suck off of. Okay? We'll carry that along a little bit further right after this. Stay tuned.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live. Now available in the iTunes App Store.
Thousands of years ago, from the time of Moses to the time of Alexander the Great, Julius Caesar, and beyond, TrustedCoins.com brings you an incredible selection of authentic Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine ancient coins, all certified authentic by world-renowned numismatic expert Ilya Slobin. Transport yourself to the distant past now at TrustedCoins.com.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Here's a great gadget that will enable your old FM radio to receive thousands of new internet radio stations. It's the size of a thumb drive, and it simply plugs into any USB port on your computer. Anything that you stream, Pandora, iTunes, this show through TalkStream Live, now plays on any FM radio. It's easy to use, sound quality is excellent, and has a range of up to 30 feet. The FM audio transmitter, including shipping, is just $29.99. Go to oraclebroadcasting.com and click on the banner right now.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the oraclebroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to oraclebroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
And blowing into the last segment of today's two-hour broadcast, I want to cover just a little bit. We've got a caller online, and your calls are welcome at 866-841-1065. Try and squeeze you in the last 5 minutes or so, but I want to get this out, too. Going back over to another book that we've been talking out of, sharing out of, and this by William Cohen. Let's see if his name. No, Morris R. Cohen. It's Reason and Nature, an essay on the meanings of the scientific method. And we'll go into that in greater detail when we have more time. But I just want to give you this quote, too. Whether, therefore, certain groups should be regarded as legal persons. So we're carrying on a little bit of the discussion now about corporations. Whether, therefore, certain groups should be regarded as legal persons is a practical question as to whether they should be made collectively the subject of certain rights and duties, and whether their liability should be limited to the extent of the corporate or the collective funds. but the fact that our legal system draws a sharp distinction between the property of the corporation and that of the individual members or owners of it does not determine the question of the real personality of the corporation any more than the fact that certain proceedings are brought against the ship and not against its owners determines the question as to whether a ship is a person. All right, so corporations are very important. One of the things, one of the tools that we might want to discover in our legal basket is whether or not if a corporation is going to claim personhood and it's going to come out and it's going to say, why? Well, we're people. We can vote for whatever. We can support any candidate we want. We have all the rights of people. Remember that rights come with duties, the corresponding duties. And so perhaps, instead of Lloyd Blankfein and the others, you know, or the executives hiding, you know, behind the corporate veil, the corporate board of directors hiding behind the veil, maybe we need to pierce this veil and we actually go in and we don't sue Lloyd Blankfein, but we sue Goldman Sachs. If they're going to stand up and say, I'm a legal person, then by God, maybe we should be able to hang Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan and Wells Fargo and the rest of them. I don't know how big of a rope we'd need, but surely they pioneered the technology on 9/11. Let's go up to Texas here and say in the last minutes of the broadcast, good morning to Mark. Good morning, Mark.
Morning, William. Makes you wonder which corporation was made in God's image, don't it?
It sure does, buddy.
I mean, if we had to pick one, I'd be hard-pressed to find one, wouldn't you?
Well, I guess Pastor Hagee would probably say his is, or maybe the Crystal Cathedral, but whoops, they went bankrupt.
That's the ticket. Hey, you know, we sure have entered the election season, ain't we?
Oh, man. Ain't no choice.
You can watch them.
Ain't no choice there. Mitt Romney keeps coming up, but Pawlenty's not any better, and even Ron Paul's candidacy is questionable.
Yeah, you can sure watch the media start to turn every time we enter into these little seasons because all of a sudden there's a terrorist behind every marijuana bush. There's abortionists everywhere with permits of occupancies in their hand. You know, you got taxpayer dollars ballooning the deficit, and you got illegal Mexicans pulling people up, both of their bootstraps up. I mean, this is just getting ridiculous.
Well, over in Davos, Switzerland, when they had the last big summit over there, there was a kind of a session that they were talking to the minister from China, and it was a do-or-die deal. If China didn't buy on to the Doha round quickly and this year, that they would probably have to lose any aspiration or hope for getting that Doha round accomplished, largely because, and this was a quote right off the video there, the presentation, because America is going to go into its election cycle and all of the year will be lost. And so it gives you an idea that when we have when the media is running the candidates for the prez, all other business is sidelined.
Do you think there's a chance that, speaking, you know, like the Supreme Court, you think there's a chance one of them might retire during the next 4 years with the president? I'm not seeing it.
Let me ask you this question, Mark, you know, and turn it around the other way. Let's go back to the Constitution. Each and every one of these nine batards serve, you know, the Jews and Catholics that run it, they all serve on good behavior. Now, at what point and when will we ever see either Congress or the Senate or we the people come up and call them on good behavior? When a Supreme Court justice at a state level says, hey, don't worry about it, it's okay. The pigs can come in, roust you out, they don't need a warrant. Maybe they will, maybe they won't. You know, shake you down, shoot your dog, you know, tie you up, put you in a car for 6 hours, leave you out there in the sunshine with your children and your underpants. You know, don't worry about it, it's okay, it's all good. Well, maybe that's sometime the people in the state need to recall that justice because he's not serving good behavior.
Well, it's easy to perform good behavior if you're given the power to pick and choose what you rule upon. Anything that's controversial, you just say, well, we don't want to go there.
Well, it's also whose interests are being served, you know. We could say from the people's standpoint, this is not good behavior. But from the standpoint of the corporation nation and the corporate state, this is good behavior. Give that boy an attaboy and a bone.
Let's see what happens, because that's another one of the tricks that the media will start to pull as well. You know, we got these Supreme Court appointee, and you know, we just got to get the right guy in there. You know, they always use that as ace up the sleeve also. So.
Well, they got the right guy. I mean, they got, you know, they got Elena Kagan in there, and that's a guy, and they got, you know, yeah, right, they got LaRosa in there, too, Sonia Sotomayor, but then, you know, anywhere you look in these justices, you have to, you know, you got to question who brought them in,
you know,
which president appointed them, and what agenda are they following?
One of the major things I deal with a lot of the Republicans that are down here that are just so headstrong for the party, you know, party no matter what type of a mindset. But the thing was, is after they just threw a fit over the eminent domain, you know, ruling. And I printed it out and I showed them who wrote the dissenting opinion. And she just flat slapped the ruling. And that was Miss O'Connor,
Sandra Day.
Of all people.
Well, Sandra
you
Day,
know, you would have thought,
Sandra Day violated the Constitution when she, you know, ruled for Jorge Bush's election in 2000. Shortly after that, here's this a Republican, staunch Republican, this traitor to the nation. Senator Kit Bond from Missouri, he's being supported by the dwarf, little gray dwarf, Roy Blunt. Roy, good old Roy Blunt. And he's in there elbow twisting. And who's involved in this? Both New Orleans and St. Louis. They're the first to bid in. It was because of the election fraud in Florida, in Louisiana, and in Missouri that brought us the Help America Vote Act. And it was Missouri's state senator, Kit Bond, and Roy Blunt that marshaled that through. Republicans.
Yeah. Well, Sandra O'Connor, I did like what she did. Now, that was right before she's fixing to retire, so it could have been like a swan song.
Yeah.
You know, don't really know, but she did nail it. Now, real quick, since you're in that area, what you're hearing on St. Louis flooding? Is there a chance?
I don't know. St. Louis is on the opposite side. It's on the Mississippi. I'm over on the Kansas and Oklahoma side. But
yes,
you know, I don't know whether or not the actual condition is in as far as the rivers are concerned. But, you know, anytime you're dealing with a floodplain, if it's going to flood, it will flood. So all of that has either been serviced by appropriately engineered and elevated dikes and levees or not. And if they haven't been, well, they will flood. And if they are, then they shouldn't have a flood. But in any case, it's going to be what it's going to be. You know, it ain't global warming, baby. It's global cooling. And we've had a highly, very unusual winter with incredible amounts of snowfall. And we've had a very, very wet summer. If you look at the weather charts on a regular basis, the anomalies there are unbelievable. One of our listeners sent me a link to a radar screen that was going on, and there was almost a perfect circle around southwest Missouri where all out of nowhere, you know, and almost a perfect circle. This is a little bit more than you'd find in creation by nature. Almost a perfect circle of creation of an exceedingly high humidity area where they were having lots of rainfall. And it was just amazing. And when we were having all those tornadoes, it was like there was a I watched the weather charts and the radar quite a bit during that period because I'm in this belt, you know. But it was like there was a scorpion crawling across the Midwest, and the scorpion was swishing its tail. And as it was swishing its tail, tornadoes were coming out of the end of the tail. And you could see this thing. And it was day after day, it would just form, and it would crawl across the country. And this tail would be sweeping, and it would sweep down Oklahoma, across Arkansas, sometimes reaching as far down as portions of Texas, and then come back up, and it would be snapping. But the body of it was traveling just through the northern portion of Missouri. Very interesting weather developments.
Just curious, old buddy. Well, God bless you, William.
Thank you so much, Mark, for calling, folks. We'll be back again tomorrow.
Back.
And until the next time, good day.
One state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait.
there's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to libertystickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. Libertystickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
At hempusa.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, microplant powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Does ordinary talk radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.